The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Theoretically, people in the workplace take a leisurely hour for lunch to ensure proper digestion and perhaps for a few moments of quiet contemplation. Realistically, an awful lot of people shove in a sandwich while at their desk wading through emails. It's a far cry from when the ordinary person would have their dinner in the middle of the day. So what should we be eating at lunchtime? The dietitian Sophie Pratt has a few ideas. Afternoon, Sophie.
Hi, Sean. Thanks, Maureen, for having me on.
Would it be better to have your dinner in the middle of the day?
It's totally individual, Sean, to be honest. It depends, I suppose. Lifestyle has changed recently. We're very much, as you said, we're kind of at the desk. We don't always have the opportunity or the facilities to cook. So it is individual. What I would suggest, Sean, is having kind of regular balanced meals as opposed to eating one large meal at the end of the day or maybe in the middle of the day. So
right.
Equal meals is probably the aim of the game.
OK, so your lunch should be perhaps roughly the same size as your dinner that evening.
Yeah, that's quite surprising for some people to hear, Sean. But the more we try and balance our food intake regularly, the easier it is on our digestive system. And also then, you know, that mid-afternoon slump that we all get, that's greatly reduced if we have more consistent eating pattern.
OK, so but would that perhaps be an argument for eating like four or five smallish meals during the course of a day? Would that be better?
Potentially for some individuals, Sean. Again, it does depend on the person. But the three main meal approach is fine. And obviously we can include snacks if we need to include snacks. I suppose the one thing about snacks, Sean, is it must be nutritious. You know, my view of snacks could be different to someone else's view of snacks.
You're no fun at all, are you?
So I'm a fan of the chocolate, Sean. Don't worry.
So a trip out to the machine, the vending machine, probably isn't a good idea.
No. If you can, if you think about your snacks, I like to think about my snacks kind of as an opportunity to give your body extra nutrients, Sean. So if it is that you're going out to training or maybe you're going for a run later or maybe you're just in the office trying to get through the day, think about what your body needs. Have you had fruit today? Have you had a bit of calcium? If you haven't, maybe have a yogurt. If you're going to the training, maybe have carbohydrate-based snacks, so like a couple of crackers, some oat cakes, rice cakes. So view it as kind of an opportunity to fuel the body.
Right. Now, but say for the lunch, and if you're bringing your lunch into work, what should be, in terms of nutrition, what should be in that lunch?
So there's four key points, John. In the lunch, we should have a form of carbohydrates. So that's like your bread, your roll, your rice, noodles, pasta. You have your protein, which is like your meat, your fish, your eggs, or your plant-based sources like beans for the veggies. Then you have your healthy fats. This is one that we often leave out, Sean. This is like your avocados, your olives, your olive oil, bits like that, the oily fish, like salmon. They're key components. And then finally, number four is the colour, the micronutrients. So the little bit of salad, the spinach, whatever it is that you can add to the lunch. So those four components, key.
Right. OK, so if it would be a sandwich, then it would be a kind of a meat salad avocado sandwich.
We don't have to be flashy the whole time, Sean, believe it or not. Like you take the classic, the ham sambo with a bit of mayo in it. How can we make that a better choice? We can choose if we're going usually for the white bread, we can go for the brown bread. If we want to have the ham, that's okay, but we can maybe throw in some plainer meats, less processed, like some chicken or turkey or whatever. And then feel free to add like a bit of pesto, a bit of olive-based spread or something for the healthy fats. And then a little bit of spinach or lettuce on top. And there's the ham sambo that's not as nutritious made into a super nutritious meal.
OK, in that ham sandwich, though, that if you're making it at home, you've probably bought that ham in a supermarket. It's full
Correct.
Of water.
That's an argument for another day, Sean. But yes, the meat and the kind of fish options, we want to try and choose the less processed versions. So if you can, the plain options. As opposed to kind of your sausages, your ham, your salami, things like that. So fresh fish and fresh chicken, turkey. They're kind of the optimal.
Yeah. Well, someone is texting in to say fish in the office is a definite no-no. That's a fair point. That can cause huge tensions if suddenly there's a waft.
I've been guilty of that myself now. So, yeah, hands up.
How do I stop my salad from getting soggy? Someone else wants to know.
How do you stop your salad from getting soggy?
Yeah.
I would try, if you can, and keep it in the fridge in an airtight container. And if you have any sauces or kind of dressings, leave them out until you actually eat the salad.
Somebody else says, I'm sick of having a sad container soup at my desk every day, but I don't really know what a realistic lunch when you have no time at your desk between meetings. So presumably that's pre-preparing something.
Absolutely. Preparation is key. You can prepare a soup, you can prepare a salad, you can prepare anything in a couple of minutes. Like, honestly, it's just thinking outside the box. Some great recipes out there for soups that you can batch cook and then you're ready for the next 5 days, Sean.
So if you make a lunch or even buy a lunch along the lines you've said, then when you come to, and you know, you've had your healthy type snacks, perhaps one or two of those. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the evening, do you consider the same things nutritionally as you had at lunch, or do you need something different at that point?
No, absolutely. That's kind of the meal builder, I suppose. You have the carbohydrates, as I said, protein, healthy fats, and the colour, the antioxidants, the nutrients. What we don't want to do, Sean, is overconsume at that time in the evening time, because then we'll be sleeping on kind of a full belly. And what we want to do when we're sleeping is relax, rest, recover, as opposed to do a whole heap of digestion. So I suppose the portion size would be a key pointer in the evening time, not to overdo it with regards to the portions.
Why is digesting when you're asleep a bad thing, apart from maybe a few noises might come out?
It can take away from the quality of our sleep. So ultimately, there will be a component of digestion that is being done overnight, but we don't want to have the tummy and the digestive system working immensely hard when it doesn't have to.
Right.
It should be focusing on recovering.
Somebody else says, I started a new job with the office at a canteen and I started having a full dinner for lunch. I put on 2 stone. So
we need to look at what we're having around that, I suppose, don't we? We need to just, I suppose, base the other meals around that. But there's no problem. There, as I said, it's very individual. If someone wants to have their main meal in the middle of the day, that's absolutely fine. We just need to tailor the other meals around it.
Yeah. OK. And for breakfast, then, what should you have?
For breakfast, similar approach. So if you think of a couple of options, OK, so you take the classic kind of cereal bowl. All right. So that's full of carbohydrates, hopefully high in fibre if it's the brown version. But then often, Sean, we're lacking in the protein and the healthy fats. So what we want to do is maybe add some yogurt to that, maybe sprinkle a couple of seeds, nuts, whatever it is on top. And there's your perfectly balanced breakfast.
Sophie, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the dietitian, Sophie Pratt there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.